Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Latex Doll Transformation. This file will transform you, covering your whole body with a latex substance that not only makes you almost immobile, but it also affects your mind. Once you become a latex doll, you will be deliciously vulnerable. And I hope that you've been smart enough to be in a position where you can relax for a while. Since you'll be left there, unless you've chosen someone to use you. Now you may be wondering how you would turn into a latex doll. And there's an interesting story behind this. First, we have to go back in time ever so slightly, just a few days. In those days, you got an offer to help out in a lab. They did some really nice research on skin grafts and helping people heal. And apparently, it was really nice to be hired there. People were friendly, they respected each other, and you got to help out. Now, I'm not entirely sure how or when it was that you were alone in the lab. You were cleaning up, and you knew that there were some things that needed to be placed somewhere else. But one of the test tubes slipped from your fingers. However, your quick reflexes managed to grab it just before it hit the floor. The only problem was that a tiny bit of the liquid inside touched your finger. A dark spot, almost like ink, but thicker, left there. You diligently placed the test tube where it belonged and moved to get yourself cleaned up. And as you were walking, you noticed that the spot was slowly getting bigger. It felt kind of pleasant, actually. Your finger was tingling with a strange sensation. And you almost didn't want to clean it up. It was sort of mesmerizing, as if the surface was shiny and moving ever so slightly. It appeared to spread so thin that you could almost see your fingertips. The grooves, the shape of your fingernail, and as you stood there, kind of wondering what was happening, you felt strangely at ease. The black stuff, sort of goopy and latex-like in structure, started to cover the whole tip of your finger. And it almost shimmered in a beautifully smooth, slick way as you turned your hand, looking at your finger from every possible angle. This wonderful sensation of curiosity spreading. Part of you knew that you should probably be moving to get it removed, but at the same time, you kind of didn't want to. Your hand felt so good. It was so sensitive. When you leaned in close to look, the warmth of your breath almost sent shivers down your arm. The blackness was spreading. This smooth, thick, and thin material at the same time. As soon as it covered something, it was almost like a second skin. And yet, it also felt like it was difficult to move. As if you were wearing gloves on the fingers that it was now covering. As you accidentally touched your fingers together, they stuck together for a moment, and then the black stuff was on the second finger. Also, while you were watching, growing, flowing over your skin. It wasn't cold exactly, there was just a strange tingling associated at the edge of the material. It moved slowly, almost visibly now, over your hand. The finger that now also had the material didn't take as long to be covered as the first. And as you continue to move your fingers ever so slightly, you realize that it became more and more difficult to move. Still, it felt so good, so sensitive. You actually try to softly blow over the smooth, slick material. And again, you could feel a delicious shiver all the way down your arm, your shoulder, and spine. So sensitive. Without thinking, you reached out with your other hand and touched some of the material. And immediately, it started spreading on that hand as well. Rubbing your fingers and thumb together easily allowed it to spread. It felt smooth between your fingertips. It felt very smooth, as if you were oiled, or the surface of it was shimmering and shining. The smallest movement seemed to become slow and sensual. And big movements took a lot of time. By now, one hand was completely covered, the other well on its way. You almost had become unaware of the lab around you as you stared at your fingertips, feeling the strange latex-like material flow over your skin. And it moved further and further over your wrist. It was going to go down your arms, and you knew it. An impulse, something, an idea in your mind made you take off your clothes. You wanted to see how it spread everywhere. And you noticed that it didn't stick to your clothes at all. It only stuck to skin. You were careful not touching anywhere else. You kind of wanted to feel it slowly cover your whole body. And while you're getting undressed, you can feel it slowly moving from your wrists, like a ring around your arm, a bracelet that is carefully caressing your skin down to your elbow. You were very careful. And now that you're standing naked in the middle of the lab with your whole lower arms covered in this black material, your hands shimmering with every movement, you noticed a strange excitement in your whole body. Somewhere there was something happening that fell deeper than just your skin. And the more excited you become, the more you feel that arousal spreading through your body, the faster the material, the latex, moves. As you look at your hands, they look almost doll-like. Some of the fine features of your fingers lost as it's covered in the material, but all the major shapes are there. It just somehow looked more perfect, more smooth, more sensual. You could slowly feel how the material is moving over your shoulders, beginning to flow down your chest. By now your skin is so sensitive that you can feel how the material, how the latex is transforming your body, how smooth it is making you feel, and how it somehow knows exactly how to tease you. It is avoiding some of the more sensitive spots on your body just because. You could feel the warmth flowing around your chest and down your back, and the stronger your arousal is right now, the more easily it flows down your stomach, is beginning to cover your ass, and slowly flowing over your hips, avoiding one more place as the material begins to cover your thighs. Your body easily sits still. It adjusts for comfort, but only enough that the material can really get everywhere. Your fingertips are tempted to move where the material isn't yet. Between your legs, your chest. At the same time, there is a wonderful feeling of letting go. Simple surrender. A calm acceptance of your fate. A tingling sensation spreading over your skin as it flows further down your legs. At the same time, sneaking around your neck and moving ever so gently around the back of your neck, your chin, beginning to cover your face. as the material flows further down your legs, covering your knees. You can also feel how it slowly molds itself around your face. You can still easily breathe, even if your movements are becoming more slow and deliberate. Your breathing is so subtle from the outside as to be almost unnoticeable. Someone watching might think that you are simply a doll. If not for the forgotten spots between your legs and your chest. The latex-like liquid material flows all the way down your legs. The tingling in your feet and your thighs, your ankles, they help in producing ever more arousal that appears to feed whatever is covering you. You can still easily see, because it's slowly, finally time for it to cover what you most want to feel. Both your chest and between your legs is happening at the same time. A strange, flowing, concentric feeling as those three spots together are moving to tease you and tempt you, and the liquid moves in such a way that it almost becomes part of you, sliding, filling any hole you have and then opening again, molding itself around every extrusion and wrapping it in a way that makes the slightest movement erotic, sensual. And you can probably feel the slightest disturbance in the air as you breathe, moving your chest, caressing the little nub. Everything between your legs, almost like a doll, ready to be used or taken in whichever way someone might. I don't think you realize that it has now covered your whole body. Everywhere you look, you'd see a shiny black material, almost liquid-like, shimmering with a wonderful sheen of slickness. If you could, you might have moved your fingers to caress yourself, but your whole body doesn't really want to move anymore. It wants to be moved, touched, teased, tempted. You are a very erotic latex doll. And there's one more feature you didn't even know. The more your mind surrenders to the latex cover, the more it changes color and texture to match your ideal. I wonder if you would remain smooth and dark, or if you would become a bright, rubbery, playful doll, or perhaps a deep-colored, sensual sensation. No matter which, no matter how bright or gentle, smooth or rough, the material forms itself to your desires. This means that anyone using you can see. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can remain beautifully deep. Otherwise, if you need to awaken, you can, or remain in this state, covered, somewhat helpless perhaps, sensitive and ready. Enjoy. Latex doll.